It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. In a story published this morning, the nonprofit news organization The Trace, working in partnership with WNYC, reports the NYPD is using a secretive database to track people it says are involved in gun violence. Civil liberties advocates say innocent people are on that list and may be tracked without even knowing it. Joining us now is Chip Brownlee. He reports for The Trace. That's the nonprofit newsroom focused on gun violence. Chip, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, Michael. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. What is this database police are calling the GRIP?
So this is a list of people who the NYPD alleges are involved somehow in gun violence. GRIP, you might think that it refers to GRIP as in the handle of a gun, but it actually refers to Gun Recidivist Investigation Program. The police think they've identified people, a limited number of people who they think they can focus on and target with increased surveillance and other enforcement activities. According to our sources, this was a list that was developed earlier this year under Chief Mike LaPetri, who's the chief of crime control strategies, around the time Mayor Adams took office. Amid an ongoing surge in shootings in the city. And several different departments in the NYPD are using this list to investigate people and surveil them, people that they think are driving gun violence in the city. And they use this list to keep tabs on the people and watch them for warrants and other cause to arrest them if they can.
What do you know about whose names are on the list and how they got on there?
That's a great question. Through our reporting, we were able to talk to several different law enforcement officers who were kind of able to give us an understanding of what the criteria are to qualify for this list. And from our understanding, there's two different criteria. The first is that police allege that you were a shooter in at least one shooting over the past year. And the other is being involved in two or more shootings in any way over the past 2 years. But once you start looking at these criteria, you realize that those are quite broad. The name of the list, GRIP, Gun Recidivist, it would suggest that these are people who have a criminal history of being involved in gun violence. But that's not necessarily the case. These could be people who have not been convicted or even arrested of gun violence, but simply might be under investigation for that or be identified as a person of interest. They could be a suspect, they could be arrested, or have a past conviction, but that's not required. It's just simply an allegation from the police department that they're involved some way. And that could be as broad as like a bystander or a witness or even a victim.
And doesn't that raise then civil liberties concerns? And, the civil liberties advocates are worried that using a list like this might lead police to target innocent people. What are their main concerns?
I think their main concern is that there's a lot of due process, concerns about this. It really boils down to the fact that this is a determination that the police department is making on its own, based on its own intelligence and surveillance and information gathering. And so, if it includes people who have simply been accused, that might also include people who've been wrongfully accused. And based on those criteria, it might also include people who were just simply at the wrong place at the wrong time and were a bystander to a shooting or a witness.
Right. This is reminiscent, pardon me, Chip, this is reminiscent of another list the NYPD kept, the gang database. What is that and how is it used?
Actually, yeah. So the gang database has been around for a long time. It dates back in its current form to about 2014. And it's very similar to the GRIP list in that it is a list of people who the department, alleged were gang members based on a lot of different criteria. It might have been the color of the clothes that they were wearing or even just their social media posts. And at one point, this was a list that had over 40,000 people on it, according to one estimate. And 99% of those people were not white. And so there were a lot of concerns that this was essentially a way to racially profile people based on where they lived or the people that they were interacting with. And it had a lot of different legal consequences like heftier bail or stricter sentencing. And even in some cases, factoring into things like school discipline or housing or immigration and deportation. So I think when we spoke to advocates, there were a lot of similarities between the lists and that there was no notification to the people who were on these lists. They don't have a chance to dispute or defend themselves. You know, a lot of people don't even know, you know, most people wouldn't even know that they were on the list unless it came up in a court proceeding. So they don't really have a chance to fight the allegations. And, you know, again, that just raises due process concerns for the advocates and public defenders that we spoke to.
Chip, the department has been keeping this GRIP list pretty quiet. How did you learn about it?
So I cover gun violence for The Trace, and it's part of my job to cover gun violence in New York. And I heard from one of my sources who works in violence prevention in early March, who kind of told me about this list and that the department had started it. And a few weeks later, Chief LaPetri, who's the chief of crime control strategies, he spoke about it in the middle of this like very long, several hour long city council hearing. After that, no one covered it. And LaPetri only spoke about it very briefly and in kind of broad terms. So we started reaching out to my sources in the police department and with Ann Gibbons' help at WNYC, who's actually one of my former colleagues at The Trace, who helped me report this story. We were kind of able to get more information about it and learn more that way.
Chip, just a couple of seconds left. How has Mayor Adams and the NYPD responded? Just 10 seconds.
Yeah, they haven't responded at all. We sent several requests to the NYPD. They denied them all. We also filed two public records requests, and they denied those as well.
Chip Brownlee reports for The Trace in association here on this story with WNYC. Chip, thank you.
Thank you.